The city council in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, is reaching the end of budget hearings. After weeks of budget hearings, Pittsfield city councilors sounded unusually similar. Councilor-at-large Melissa Mazzio.
Well, to be honest, I thought it was a very frustrating kind of a process this year.
Ward 4 Councilor Christopher Connell.
In my opinion, it's been very frustrating.
Ward 3 Councilor Nicholas Cacamo.
Looking at not just Tuesday's night, but over the course of the last several weeks, I've had a little frustration.
Council President Peter Marchetti.
It was apparent that you could see those frustrations.
We have not made any substantial reductions. I don't feel that we've been able to make much headway in helping out the taxpayers.
Again, Connell.
I would like to see line integrity on all the line items. I would like the lines to be budgeted the way they should be, not only historically, but going forward for the next year. I do not like to see lines arbitrarily added to in the hopes of using the excess at the end of the year for free cash. I think that's an injustice to the taxpayers.
Mayor Linda Tyer's fiscal year 2019 budget was released in May, coming in at just over $167 million, a 1.8% increase from 2018. After the council's cuts, the preliminary budget stands at just under $160 million.
We took very little out of the budget, and granted, it was a tight budget.
Mazzio also wanted to see more go, seeking more from the city and Director of Finance, Matt Kerwood.
You know, just listening to, you know, department heads or Matt Kerwood talk, when you ask them, you know, like, what is this line item for? Well, if we don't use it, we're going to move it over there. And, you know, part of me just got to the point where, like, just tell me you want $150 million and I'll give it to you, and then you just do whatever you want with it. Because to ask me to look line item by line item but then not, you know, actually use it for that line item was frustrating.
Marchetti took a different view.
Instead of being into the weeds and looking at a particular line item and saying, okay, we have $5,000 to spare there, I was taking a more global look at the budget and saying, okay, we clearly know that we have other line items that are carrying a deficit. And so if we cut every penny out of the budget and we were actually superstars and able to get every single line item to come out exactly to the dollar amount that they were supposed to be, we would have line items that we can't predict, such as snow and ice and police overtime, that we'd have no way of being able to make up those deficits.
Some would say that we should be budgeting right down to the last nickel. That's not realistic.
Mayor Linda Tyer.
Every year, our department heads work really hard to be responsible with their budgets, and unspent funds go into our free cash savings account. So I do think that as we get as we continue to reduce our budgets, which I have done successfully in the last three budgets, we will have less free cash available to us at the end of each fiscal year.
Tyer said she didn't share the council's view on the process.
I haven't found it frustrating. I have found it interesting and challenging. I respect the fact that we are in a very unique situation right now in that we have many constraints on our fiscal, our ability to fund our budgets.
The cost of health insurance is a runaway train that we really didn't address during the budget cycle.
Council Vice President John Kroll didn't get everything he wanted in the budget hearings, but agrees with the mayor's outlook.
You know, let's look at the big picture and move the city forward and you know, not get hung up on 3,000 here or 5,000 there.
As for the city council meetings themselves, some of which have stretched to almost 5 hours, Marchetti takes responsibility.
I guess I'll bite the bullet and say that I allow councilors to express their opinions. And since it is becoming a really big issue that our meetings are so long, I'm going to start a process of undertaking looking at how long each counselor has spoken and try to find a way to limit the amount of speaking that can take place at the meeting without actually taking away the important aspect of the meeting.
The final budget vote is scheduled for the next council meeting, June 12th. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.